Moses travailed. Are you travailing? Are you travailing? Even for your children, are you travailing? Leave alone the burden of your community. Leave alone the burden for your nation. Leave alone the burden for your family members. Are you travailing for your family? Are you standing in the gap that they will not miss the way? Hallelujah. Moses travailed, even as an old man. When the man becomes tired, they put a stone for him to sit. Hallelujah. When the man grow weary, the likes of Aaron and Hur were lifting up his hand. But the guy was sold out. The guy was sold out. Are you sold out? Are you sold out that you can travail from morning to evening? You are travailing that the people of God may see victory. You are travailing that the sick may be healed. You are travailing that the church of God may grow. You are travailing that the soul of men who are lost in darkness may hear the word of the living God. You are travailing that souls that are lost to be saved. You are travailing for justice. You are travailing. Do you know when you travel, people may think you are crazy? Why is he praying like that? I am traveling. There is a child within me that is about to be born. I have to bring this child out. I have to bring this nation out. I have to bring the glory of God. Abba ya da 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 da. Ziki na hanalada. Adamahanto devia. Zino utanamahu. Agadu adalana nanata. Zida analakada. Okodo odola da 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 da. Ziki adolagana handeba. Utaya da 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 da. Do you know the things of God are hidden in the Holy Ghost? And they are coded. The mysteries of the kingdom of God are hidden in the Holy Ghost, and they have a coded language. Hallelujah. That's why it is very important to always pray in the Spirit, because the Spirit, as you pray in the Spirit, you may crack the code. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, you will crack the code will open the floodgates. That will open the floodgates. When you crack the code, the floodgates will be open. That's why we have to remain consistent at the place of prayer. Because every time we come in the house of God and we pray and call upon the name of God, we are cracking the code of the hidden mysteries of God that are meant to manifest in our generation. They are being birthed. 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 As we pray in the Holy Ghost, they are being birthed. The anointing of God is being bought. Apostles are being bought. Prophets are being bought. Evangelists are being bought. Teachers are being bought. Worshippers are being bought. Guitarists are being bought. Pianists are being bought. Instrumentalists are being bought. Men of caliber are being bought. Men of wisdom are being bought. As we pray in the Holy Ghost, there is something that God is giving birth to. There is something that God is manifesting. There is something as we speak. As we speak, ayayayayayaya, zikabayato, legede manatata, ratabaratata, reparatata, reparatata, rabababa. As we speak, the wilderness will turn onto a pool of water. Abaradadada, for the waters will gush out of the rock. The waters will gush out of the rock, enough to feed generation. There is something that God is flowing out of you. There is wisdom that God is flowing out of you. There is an impartation that will flow. When it starts, it will not stop. People will ask, Hanasile mano salaba. When it began to flow, you will realize there is a connection. We have to crack the code. We have to crack the code. Ay, 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 ay. We have to crack the code in the spirit. We have to crack the code until the masses of heaven will pour upon our head. We have to crack the code until the apostolic will pour. We have to crack the code until the healing anointing will flow. We have to crack the code until we walk in the miraculous. Ayabaya ta 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 ta. Rakata kalakatia. Lagadua tua katua. Laguata paratua kategedua. Rande meneto sheterina. Okodoza ganane hitazani. Itoza varata si parada kidagnata. Zegedia ragnate diganano zugunate diganano zugunate diganano zugunate. Zegedigana zugunate diganate 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 diganate. Until the mysteries of God are poured out. Until the glory of God are poured out. Until the children that God has put in us from the foundation of the earth will be bought out. Apostles will be bought out. Pastors will be bought out. Evangelists will be bought out. Prophets will be bought out. Ministers will be bought out. Presidents will be bought out. Kings will be bought out. Prime ministers will be bought out. Worshippers will be bought out. Praise and worship leaders will be bought out. Men of caliber. Economists will be bought out. Doctors will be bought out. Physicians will be bought out. Engineers will be bought out. Men that will find favor with God and favor with men. Abanatata Mato Olobata Upata Panabada Upata Panabada Zeketo Baratata Zepeto Otolagada Repete Parido Ukoparada Bando Alapata Bandada. Pray until something come out. Don't allow the nation within you perish, because you don't want to travail. Moses travailed. Are you travailing? Are you travailing to see revival in that church? Are you travailing to see the hand of God manifested to your generation? Or you just come to church to warm the seats, but you don't have the burden. You don't have the burden. Glory be to God. Sometimes when you haven't realized the calling of God concerning your life, when you are told to serve God, you think it's a waste of time. You don't know. You don't know. The victories of many lives depend on your positioning. If you fail to position yourself with the calling of God, generations will fail. Your children will fail. Your families will fail. Cities will fail. Nations will fail because you refuse to hearken to the calling of God. You refuse to be an intercessor. You refuse to be a priest over your family. You refuse to be a priest over the people of God, because priest intercede. As Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, he is interceding for our lives. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He is not just relaxing, he is interceding. He is praying. He is praying for you. He is praying for me. It's the same way we have to stand and begin to pray until we see the will of God, until we see the hand of God, until we see the power of God manifesting, until we see the purposes of God being accomplished on earth, until we see generation transformed, until we see our youths are serving God, until we see destinies and lives of men being transformed for the glory of God, until we see the greatness of our God, until we see the blessings of God at work in our destiny, until we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have to stand in the gap, because the enemy is out to destroy our children. And this time, the people of the Lord were facing serious enemies like Amalek, that was out to kill, to block the people of God from reaching to their destiny. But there was a man who decided to stand in the gap. There was a man who stood to pray. Hallelujah, glory be to God. He was praying, he was calling the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord gave them victory. The Lord gave them victory. Hallelujah. The second scripture I want us to read is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So Paul is speaking to Timothy, hallelujah, to flame the gift of God that is in him, hallelujah, through the laying on of hands. You see, even through laying on of hands, we receive the spiritual giftings of God. That's why you have to be part of the church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To receive utterance from your leaders, from your pastors. Hallelujah. Because they are gifts that God wants to find expression in you. You are the vessel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are things that God can use me as a vessel to pass to you, because that vessel, that thing can, that gift can only find good expression in your vessel. I may be a carrier of gifts that cannot find full expression in me. Praise the Lord. But when that gift is given to another person, it will find proper house and proper expression. So Paul is talking to Timothy that put to flame. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift that you receive, which is in you through of the laying of hands. Praise the Lord. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. You see, when you stir up the gift, fear will be gone. When you stir up the gift, depression will be gone. Glory be to God. Because the gift will bring you to the presence of God. And in the presence of God, the Bible said there is strength. In the presence of God, there is joy. In the presence of God, there is victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can't be in depression when you are in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because you will be shocked in the word. You will be shocked in the confidence of God. You will reach to that place where you will say the word, if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you are shocked, when you are stirring your spirit, there is something that is built within you. There is faith that will be built within you. You will go out and speak to that mountain, and that mountain will be changed in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have stirred up your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Every time you stir up your spirit at the place of prayer, you are preparing yourself to conquer every battle that may come your way. Praise the Lord. You see, the funny thing is, sometimes people see God when they are in trouble. If you are in trouble is when you start stirring your spirit, it may be too late. Hallelujah. Because strength has to be built over time. Hallelujah. The more you pray, the more you stay in the Lord, the more you keep doing the will of God, you are building strength, you are building capacity. Every time you come into the presence of God, you are building capacity. Praise the Lord. That's why sometimes when we come to church, we come whether we feel like coming, whether we don't feel like coming, we come because we know we need strength for tomorrow. We need masses for tomorrow. We need help from tomorrow. We have to build our capacity. Hallelujah. We have to build our reservoir in the house of God, that one day when we are faced with a challenge in the camp of the enemy, there will be mercy written in our name, that there is a day we came came and asked for mercy in the house of God 20 years ago, and that mercy will stand and rebuke that devil. That mercy will stand and rebuke that sickness. That mercy will stand and rebuke that witch, because you had built capacity on the days of peace when everything was well in your life. You still saw the need of coming to church. You still saw the need of serving God. You still saw the need of joining intercessory group. You still saw the need of praising God in the house of God. You still saw the need of being a deacon in the house, or being a deaconess in the house. You still saw the need of doing the will of God. And when the day of calamity come, there is mercy, there is grace, there is authority to scatter every works of the devil. There is authority to defeat every darkness, because your muscles in the spirit has been built up. Your capacity in the spirit has been built up. You have all in the spirit has been built up. Your spirit has been growing. Do you know even our spirit is meant to grow? Hallelujah. Your spirit man is meant to grow. Sometimes people fail because of failure of building capacity of their spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. People fail because of failure of building capacity. Hallelujah. When the enemy attacked, did you have capacity to withstand? Hallelujah. Did you have capacity that you have been building on the days of peace? Did you have capacity, or you are the ones who say, I don't see the need of going to the church. I'm having a good job. I'm earning good money. Hallelujah. I'm living my life. I'm driving the nicest car around me. God has blessed me with children. Why should I go to church? Yet you have time for your dog. You have time for your gym. You have time for clubbing. But you don't see the need of God. But a time will come when the enemy will throw a bomb on you. Will you have capacity in the spirit to fight spiritual warfare? I know you have good health care system. I know you have a good doctor, but there are spiritual battles that doctors cannot help you. There are spiritual battles that you can only win at the place of capacity. Hallelujah. Because every time you come in the presence of God, there is a crown he endows you. He say, my child, thank you for coming into my presence. Because you have pleased me, I give you authority over all powers of darkness. Because you have pleased me, I give you authority over witches. Because you have pleased me, I give you authority over nations. Because you have pleased me, I give you authority over sicknesses and infirmities. Because you have pleased me, I endow you with authority over demons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So every time we come, there is a measure that God put in upon our forehead. There is a measure. One day you will go out to minister. Hallelujah. And at the sound of your voice, demons will cry out, glory be to God, and leave people. And people will be wondering what happened, because when the demons look at you, they see a measure. They see a measure of what God. They see his loving kindness. They see a son whom God has lavished. They see a daughter whom God has lavished. If there are two children, one loves to be in the presence of his father all the time, come to ask for help, come to assist, and yet there is a son that is wandering out there on the day of trouble, who will he protect? God protect that one that have shown true commitment. It's the same way with us. When we have shown true commitment to the purposes of God, God will be obligated to protect us. God will lavish us. Every perfect gift comes from God. Do you know how many gifts God has? Hallelujah. There is nothing here on this world that God cannot give to the one who loves him. Hallelujah. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard what God has prepared. Hallelujah. So God has good stuff, but he can't find a committed daughter. He can't find a committed son sold out for his glory, sold out for his purposes on earth. Hallelujah. Because there are things that God can only give to the one he trusts that he will use it for his glory. Hallelujah. Some of you came to church crying for a job. The moment you got the job, we don't see you anymore. We don't see your face anymore. Hallelujah. The moment your problem was solved, you are nowhere. You forgot to build capacity. You forgot to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. You forgot to keep your relationship with God intact, that the Lord may continue to build you. So the scripture says, stir up or put to flame the gifts that is in you, that came by the laying on of hands. Are you putting into flame? Are you putting into flame? Are you stirring up the gift? The gift. The gift. Whether it is a prophetic gift, whether it is a prayer gift, whether it is a gift of speaking in tongues, every time you stir something, you perfect it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You perfect it. And the mysteries of God has to be comes in coded language. Coded language. Hallelujah. You have to crack the code. Hallelujah. You have to crack the code to get it. Praise the Lord. And that's why you have to flow in the leadership of the Spirit to reach to the place where the Spirit wants you to reach, or to see what the Spirit wants you to see, or to hear what the Spirit wants you to hear. So you have to believe and trust in the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because there's a place in the Spirit where the Lord can take you, where it may not make sense. Hallelujah. There are times when you enter into the Spirit, you may be praying things that doesn't make sense to you. You don't know why you are praying it. Hallelujah. But keep going, but keep going, but keep going, and then it will reach a time where what you are doing will begin to make sense. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can enter into an altar even right now, and I may not know what to preach, but the moment I begin to pray in the Spirit, the message drops. Hallelujah. The moment I begin to pray, the word just drops. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I may not even know what I'm going to sing, but the moment I begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, the worship begin to flow. The praise begin to flow in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a language, and the things of God has to be coded, has to be hidden. But when we pray, we open it. We open the scroll. When we pray, we manifest the scroll. When we pray, we have the right key to open the mysteries of God to begin to take place in our lives, in our families, in our cities. So stir up the gift, put into flame what God has put in you. Don't allow that gift to die. Hallelujah. Because every perfect gift come from the Lord, and there's something that God has put in you, but you undermine its greatness. Do you know the saddest thing I've seen in my life is when people despise the gifts God has put in them. Hallelujah. They say, oh, I desire the gift that God has put that sister. You know, that gift of prophecy is what I want. God has given you the gift of speaking in tongues. You don't use it. God has given you the gift of interpretation of tongues. You don't use it. But that gift of prophecy is what you want. Utilize what you have. Utilize what God has given you. And when you are faithful in the little, God will add into you. In the mighty name of Jesus, now you can be trusted. Utilize, because every gift has a purpose. And every gift, a key, door opener, is like a key. So if you fail to utilize the gift of God, it means there are doors in your life that will be locked because you fail to stop the gift. You fail to stop, to put into flame the gift of God. Whether it is singing, whether it is worshiping, Stir it up. Reach to a place where it will flow like a river. Reach to a place where prayer will not be a struggle. Hallelujah. Even when somebody wake you in the middle of the night, even when you are driving, you can be praying. When you wake up, you can be praying. You can be sleeping but worshiping God. Glory be to God. There are many occasions where I wake up in the morning and I hear my spirit was worshiping God the whole night. I can hear. Sometimes the moment I wake up, the first thing I listen to is my spirit. What has my spirit been doing when I went to sleep? And most of the time I hear my spirit worshiping. I hear my spirit just lying there on the bed. I hear my spirit singing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And sometimes I just pick up that song and begin to use that song to start my day. I begin to praise Him. I begin to worship Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A time has come to stir up the gift. Stir up what God has put within you until it reaches a place where it turns to be a river. It turns to be a river. That out of that gift, it may bring you to the abundance of God. It may bring you to the wisdom, to the greatness of God, to the resources that God has for you and for me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I will read the last scripture, then we are going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, that is the kind of power that we have. Do you know the kind of power it took the Spirit to raise Jesus from the dead? It was an ordinary power. It was an ordinary power that transformed the mortal body of Jesus to immortality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when Jesus died? Hallelujah. The kind of resurrection that raised Jesus from the dead was not a normal resurrection. Jesus was not just raised from the dead, but he was transformed from the dead to immortality. Praise the Lord. So his body, the body of Christ, was transformed from mortal to immortality. It means it can't die, but yet tangible. Hallelujah. We know that every human being today, hallelujah, has a tangible body, that when you die, your body decay. But the power that raised Jesus from the dead destroyed destroyed death, destroyed the decay of death, and raised the mortal body of Jesus to life. Praise the Lord. That now the body of Jesus can be touched, can be filled, but yet immortal, yet spirit at the same time. That is the kind of power that God has enabled to live in us. Praise the Lord. But sometimes we don't stir up that spirit. Because the moment you stir up the spirit, you also bring life to your mortal body. So if you want to stay healthy, stir up the spirit. My brother, that is one of the victories I have learned in my journey, in my walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Learn to stir up your spirit, and the things that needs to leave you will leave you. sicknesses will leave you, infirmities will leave you. When you stir up your spirit, the Lord will cleanse your system. When you stir up your spirit, glory be to God. The Bible said the spirit will give life to our mortal body. That life, Hakadaba, that power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us. But we have to stir it. Every time you stir it up, life come out. Life come out. Life come out. You realize the headache is gone. You realize the pain is gone. You realize the sickness is gone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, sometimes when I meet people, sometimes when they are sick, I tell them, begin praying in tongues. Pray. Pray. You have weapons you are not using. Hallelujah. You have weapons that God has given you, but because you lack the revelation of the things that God has given you, the enemy is taking advantage of you. Hallelujah. You are waiting for God to intervene. There's nothing I can do that you can't do. Hallelujah. There's nothing I can do you can't do. You can take it upon yourself. Hallelujah. And stir up your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah says that thou art heard my praise and healed my infirmity. When we stir, when we praise God, hallelujah, God heals our infirmity. The book of Psalms say, hallelujah, hallelujah, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Forget not of his benefit, who forgiveth all of my sins and heal me of all of my infirmity. It begins by stirring, by blessing. I worship you. I praise you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Habayate seterima Husseini mina hantara bababa ekeperita zabarantani ita zabadatala dadada zepatorobo yoto selebedeba repa bababa zepatara bababa zepete sepetia okobayanta hantana manandi. Begin to stop your spirit. Begin to build yourself in the Holy Spirit. Begin to build yourself that the Lord may heal you in the name of Jesus. For he says that the Spirit of the Lord that raised Jesus from the dead, that lives in you, will give life to your mortal body. Let the Spirit of Christ give life to your mortal body now. As you worship God, as you praise God, open your lips and begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Begin to call on his name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, our God. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the fame, all the honor, all the power belong to you, our King, our salvation, our God, our great deliverer from Zion. We stand up before you, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know there are things that you've put within us. There is a river that you've put within us. There is an ocean that you've put within us. And we come to the mountain of Horeb. We come to the mountain of divine encounter. We come to the mountain of the manifestation of the might of God, of the manifestation of the Spirit of truth, of the manifestation. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now, release your spirit, baptize your people, fill them now, impact them now. Reka bagadada, let wells that have remained dry come to life. Let wells that have remained dry gush out waters now. Gush out waters now. Let every well that have produced failure begin to produce things that are important. Begin to produce virtue. Repayatata, rekepete deba, operata, Zeke Petolaba, Regedi Hadadada. May the Lord unlock something within you today. May the Lord unlock something within you that will begin to flow. You will realize you are working in a gift that you never thought you have. Revelation will begin to flow. Visions will begin to flow. Impactation will begin to flow. The hand of God will begin to flow. Miracles will begin to flow. Healing faith in the name of Jesus. Speaking in tongues. The gift of revelation. The gift of interpretation of tongues. They will begin to flow. The gift of healing. The gift of faith. They will begin to flow. The gift of the miraculous will begin to flow. The gift of teaching will begin to flow. Let them flow. Let them flow. Let them flow. Let your walls. Let your powers be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to produce rivers of living water. Begin to produce rivers. Rivers. Unstoppable rivers. Rivers of life. Rivers of wisdom. Rivers of revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be unlocked today by the hand of God, by the power of God, by the spirit of truth, by the spirit of might. I bring you to the place of abundance. I bring you to the place of the overflow. I bring you to the place of hope in heaven. I bring you to the place of divine encounter. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your destiny be open now. Let help come in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be made manifested in your destiny in the name of Jesus. May the hand of the living God be made manifested in your destiny. Let the hand of God be made manifested in your life, in your destiny. In the name of Jesus, may you stir up the spirit, stir up the gift, stir up the gift. As you pray, there are things that are changing. There is victory in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has gone ahead of us. Every mountain shall be leveled. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the breath of life have gone ahead of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to our God.